This is April the 6th, 2021, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. We're going to start off today with Sly and the Family Stone, singing one of my favorite records, Everyday People, because that's what we are. We're going to listen to a little music, the past hits, and we're going to talk about life as it is today. And don't forget this. I call myself the internet pastor. I don't pastor a church anymore. I no longer follow evangelicalism in any way. But I do love and honor God and love the people that God loves. And I think God loves everybody. If there's one thing that I've learned all the years about knowing God personally, and I can say that, is that God is not a respecter of persons. God doesn't honor one person above another person. You know, when you look at the Queen of England, God doesn't think that they, well, look at, you know, her nephew or whoever he was, Henry, and look at his wife. Look how devastated she was. She going over there thinking that she was going to be given princess status. And the questions that they had, was the baby going to be dark or too dark? My goodness. It is great to be alive. I'm telling you, on this sixth day of April, 2021, it was a beautiful day in Los Angeles, California. Got my front yard finished. You should see the whitish gray rocks in the front yard. No more grass. I have a little spot there, you know, near the driveway. But I'm going to do something unique with that. But most of it is rocks. No more cutting the front lawn and hiring a gardener. I just got a weed whacker and I whack, you know, when the weeds come up, and get rid of the weeds that do come up. It's a user-friendly kind of a lawn here. That's the modern thing here in Southern California. So while I search my stacks for some good music, I'm going to allow Sly and the Family Stone start off. This was, oh man, Everyday People. You guys ready to dance? I know you haven't danced enough. Sly! Yeah. You know that. There it is. Listen.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
stone. I'm just everyday people. I'm an everyday people. I received invitations in the year to... Hi, Harcourt. Harcourt's here climbing up between my legs here in the Lucy Coleman studio trying to get a rub down on his neck. Yes, he does. I had to take a picture of you, Harcourt, and have you looking at the people, but they know the way you look. Love my dog. I love everything about my life these days. And when that record came out, Sly and the Family Stone, people were dancing and enjoying the music, and I was working on another format. Talking about formats, I told you a couple of days ago that what I wanted to do was find some of my formats and share some of those beautiful intrinsic truths with you as we went over what we're confronting today and compare maybe 15, 20, 25 years ago with how I thought, with how I think today, and to see how you put that together. Remember what I've been saying in the past few casts. I said you're not going to get better unless you learn how to live today where you are. There was nothing wrong with that record by Sly and the Family Stone. I'm everyday people. You know what he was saying? I'm just like you. You're just like me. My brother told me, my brother Ross, he gave me a good report today. He said that since the George Floyd, killing, there hasn't been any LAPD murdering of black men. And Ross also pointed out to me that he was in the 25th Infantry Division and during the Vietnam conflict. Now, listen to this stat that my brother told me. And he said that it bothers him until this day. He said that practically every member of his graduating class at Fremont High School that graduated with him, and my brother's 2 years behind me, most all of the black men that were in his graduating class, when they got drafted, they were thrown into the 25th Infantry Division, I think he said. And he said that practically all of them were killed. And he said that it just breaks his heart to think about it. And I can imagine. I can imagine all of your classmates. Be cool, I'm doing a webcast. All right. I can imagine how he is feeling when you think about all the guys that you went to high school with are dead and that they were in your infantry division. And I recently watched the movie Saving Private Ryan, and it was during World War II. And get this. The draft wasn't out yet, and so in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, there were white people. Now, you had some minorities in there, what we're talking about is you had blacks that were in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, but we weren't allowed to shoot guns and do things like that. It was a crazy kind of a mix-up thing. We had separate barracks. We couldn't sleep in the same Quonset huts that the white soldiers were in. So it was quite a difficult situation for black people. And so my brother told me that when he told me that, I thought about how disheartening that was. Well, I'm going to cheer you up. Ray Charles has the remedy for feeling the blues. Ray Charles said that he got a woman. And he sung it live. Ray Charles. That's him playing a little classical music. You remember that. La da 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 da. Well, Listen to the great, late Ray Charles.
Oh, sometime you know that I get a little worried now. Whoa, but I don't care, I don't care, because it's all, whoa, whoa, it's all right now, now, now.
It's all right now.
Yeah, hey, it's all right.
It's all right, Brother Ross, it's all right.
I want y'all to know.
Tell him.
That I got a woman with a fire, yeah, good to me. Yes, I have. I got a woman way over town now, good to me. Why, no, she give me money, I'm in need, yeah. Oh, she kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town now, oh, good to me. Yes, I have. She says I love him early in the morning, just for me. Oh yeah, she said I love me now, early in the morning, just for me. Oh, no, she said I love me, just for me. Oh, she can love me tenderly. Oh, I got a woman now, make over town now, oh, good to me. What I say.
Now, Ray Charles had a band, and in this band, he had some of the best instrumentalists. Listen to this saxophone.
All right.
She said, I love me both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses. Always treats me right. Never running the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place.
Right there, right in the home of that woman.
Yeah, over town. And good to me, what I say. I got a woman way over town. Good to me. Oh, she, my babe. Don't you understand now? Hey, yeah, I'm a lover man. Way over town now, oh, good to me. Yes, I have. She's all right.
She's all
right. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. She says I love her just for me. And I know she can love me tenderly. She's there to love me now, both day and night. Never grumbles or fusses, always treat me right. Never running the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a place is in the home. She's my baby, she's my baby, she's my baby. She's my baby, don't you understand? We're in high, high. Woman,
I got a woman.
Uh-huh.
She make me feel all right. Early in the morning.
That's right.
Early in the midnight.
That's right.
Every day.
Every day.
Every night.
Every night.
In my room.
In his room.
In my bed.
In his bed.
Uh-huh. Heard her say.
Yeah.
I heard her say.
Yeah.
To the whom I. To the whom I. I say, you're my baby now, you're my baby, and you make me feel all right, feel all right, feel all right now, feel all right, feel all right, feel all right, feel all right, feel all right.
Hey! Ray Charles, I got a woman. Now, let me tell you, I told you before, back in the church days when I was a Christian, I couldn't play that music and say, you know, that's right. If that's his woman and she loves him and he loves her, it's all right for them to feel like that. But in the Christian culture, what they say, well, it's not good to talk about carnal knowledge. Well, don't talk about it. It's taking place all over. That's where all these people are coming from. People are having babies. People are being born. That was natural. That was natural. That's why Ray Charles was singing like that. And, you know, man, the way they blackballed that guy was just ridiculous. And my daddy, and Ray Charles was one of his favorite singers. And, of course, my daddy introduced me to Ray Charles. And when I was a teenager coming up, this man was the man that formulated my love of rock and roll, Ray Charles. And my pastor was trying to tell me that if Jesus ain't my rock and my name ain't on that roll, that I was going to hell if I listened to this. Okay, well, I'm going to let Dusty Springfield came out with a record in the day when I was growing up. And who taught her how to love a man? Well, she calls it the son of a preacher man, Dusty Springfield. Listen to the words of this song. All right, listen closely. Listen, youngster, listen.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along.
What?
When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Everything is all right. He kissed and told me everything is all right. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, he was.
Yes, he was.
Dusty Springfield way back in the day. In other words, now, what was that record talking about? That record was talking about, hey, listen, Going out with this man and with that man and with that man, that's fornicative behavior. That's not right for people to live like that. But Dusty was saying, and she kind of like broke the mold and all that, because what Dusty was saying was the only person that could really ever teach me anything about life and about living life was the son of a preacher man. Because you see, if you was a preacher man back in the day, back in the 50s and 60s, you know, that was a great job that you had. You were like a community leader. You counseled people and their families. You kept families together, homes together. You were chaplaincies on police. I mean, I was a chaplain for the Los Angeles Police Department. That was one of my functions years ago. You know, because we all find our place there. Well, we're going to continue to play some music. I'm sure that you have some music that stayed in your mind and gave you a place where you can escape. Music is where I escape now. Music is how I escape. I had a good day just cleaning up the house. You know, I have tile on my floor in the living room. And what I did today was clean that tile. Got on my hands and knees, scrubbed it, cleaned it, just detail my living room. After I do tonight's webcast, I plan to go in my living room and watch a nice movie. I want to see a nice film. And I may get an old classic. As a matter of fact, Easter has come and gone, and I didn't watch that famous CinemaScope movie with Charlton Heston, The Ten Commandments. I love it when the Red Sea opens up. It was really the Reed Sea. And it, anyway, I love watching it. Paramount did a fantastic job. The movie is so long, but I love to look at the biblical parts and rejoice in that. Well, we're going to listen to the Staple Singers, and they want to know if you want to go where they're going, because if so, they said that they will take you there. The Staple Singers. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I know a place.
I know a place. Uh-huh. Nobody crying. Some help. Help that girl. might be saying, what made that song a hit? Well, whatever that place was she was taking you, you wanted to go there with her because it was a good place. And that's why I'm playing the music, because sometimes when you stay close, you know, everybody's coming out now. I hear they're going out to restaurants, they're going to the movies, going to the baseball games. People, they saying, you know what? We've been a whole year locked up in the house following Dr. Fauci. All right. I'm not laughing at the government because, you know, it's like my brother told me over the phone. He said, Junior, you know they're listening to us. They hear everything we say. And I know that they go to my website. They come to my website. They listen to me. They probably, you know, the night shift is in there and they say, has Coleman said anything? What you mean the preacher gone crazy? That preacher didn't go crazy. He woke up. He woke up. I didn't go crazy. Look, how long can you tell people to live in a way that blesses the Lord and the Lord will bless their soul, and you see those people continuously being smashed upon? I mean, you know, I think about the people in the foreign countries when they rebel over there and all that kind of stuff. You know, people can only take so much. They can only take so much. I'm going to play this next song. This is honestly, honest to goodness, as I go through this. And I'd like to do an hour of music tonight because I have stories to tell about this music. I've told this story before on this particular record, but I want to do it again in 2021 afresh. The man's name is Barrett Strong. I forget the record label, but it was a gold-colored label with black writing on it. You can probably go on the internet and look it up. And the name of the record was Money. That was a side one. It was a 45 record. And back in the day, when I was a teenager, going to junior high school, oh, I think this must have come out, I don't know, 1958, 1959, something like that. But Barrett Strong, and I believe that Motown picked him up because Barry Gordy was giving a lot of people opportunities to sing, and this one had a very unique song. The way down, 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 down. And that so impressed me. I said, wow, that sound, I can hear it as if it is happening right now. Down, 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 down. Titled Money, M-O-N-E-Y, Barrett Strong.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
That's what I want.
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 That's what I want. Your love.
What I want.
now that's what I remember. And you know, that rock and roll record has always been an incentive for me to work, because it planted the idea in my head. Money, if you live in America and you offer the plantation, hear me. If you black and you living in America and you off of the plantation, you need to make some money. Because see, when you on the plantation, master gonna take care of you. Now, what do I mean by being on the plantation? I call the plantation welfare. Because see, when you're on the plantation, master, he gonna take care of you. See, because his crops got to be cleared up. But you need some money for you. Now, a lot of our young, smart African-American entrepreneurs are looking at this wonderful thing called real estate. I'm telling you, because I live in a house, I have a roof over my head. Oh, yes, and you know what? I don't have any benefit to get me a new house. I don't need a 5-bedroom house with 3.5 baths and a swimming pool in the back. Give me money. You got it? You got it? All right. Now, Al Green said you can have the money, but this isn't going to take care of this problem that he has. He's tired of being alone. Al Green.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of being alone. Won't you help me, girl, just as soon as you can? People say that I found a way to make you say that you love me. Hey, baby, hey. You didn't go for that. It's a natural fact that I wanna come back.
I know what that is.
Oh, baby.
I know it. Yeah, listen.
Needing you.
What?
It's proven to be.
Proven
to
what?
Be my greatest dream.
A master in charge is trying to cheer your life up when it comes about being alone. My goodness, James Brown. I gotta look up this record, Try Me, because if you have never heard the original Try Me by James Brown, Try Me on King Record Labels. Oh man, I know you may saw the movie, but I was alive when Try Me came out. Oh, my goodness. Bob Marley now is going to share with us. He said, get up, stand up. And I think that's what I need y'all to do. Not enough noise in the house. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Get up. Stand up. Do something. Hey.
Get up. Stand up.
That's it.
Stand up for your right.
For your rights. Do it.
Get up. Stand up.
Stand up. Do it now.
Stand up for your right.
Stand up. Listen.
Get up. Stand up.
Sing it. Sing it, Bob.
Stand up for your right.
Stand up for them rights.
Get up. Stand up.
Stand up. Come on, brothers.
Don't give up the fight.
Don't give up the fight. Come on, black man.
Preacher man, don't tell me.
Yeah.
Heaven is under the earth.
That's what they be saying.
I know you don't know.
Listen.
What life is really worth.
Yeah.
It's
come on.
It's an art that Peter is gold.
Come on, Bob.
After story had never been told.
Hey.
So now you see the light.
Yeah.
Hey. Stand up for your right.
That's it, boy. That's it, that's it.
Stand up for your right.
Stand up for your right.
Get up, stand up.
Oh, oh, oh.
Don't give up the fight.
Don't give up the fight.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Stand up, get up.
Don't give up the fight.
Hey.
Most people think
yes.
Great God will come from the sky.
Ah.
And make everybody feel high.
Uh-huh.
But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
Get up, stand up.
Don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name.
Ah.
We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You
yeah.
can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light,
what you
yeah. we gonna stand up for.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
you better get
up, stand up,
that's
in the morning.
Give it up,
stand up for your rights.
Come on, man. That's the late, great Bob Marley telling you, the African-American. Listen, I am unapologetically black. I'm a black man. I have grown to love all of the songs by Bob. I have grown to love my people with such a tremendous affection. And when we do things right and when we lead in doing those things, it brings about a change not only in our immediate atmosphere where we live, but others around will see it and acknowledge that. Now, listen, I know that it bothers many of us as black men when we do not get the recognition, I don't like the word, when they don't understand and give us our props, that's where I put it, when they recognize us. It hurts us sometimes. Listen, when I was Pastor John, in terms of an expositor, you can ask the old preachers that are still alive or listen to my word. There is none that could touch me. I was on the top of my game. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. That's why I never had a loss for students. They would come and pay me $25 a night to teach them theology proper in my garage. That's right. And Lucy and I survived off of that. Man, can you believe it? God bless the Lord, provided a living for me. And listen, I would tell a lot of my students that are still alive, And if you're following that, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. What? Gang. Because that's what you are if you are in a religious institution called Christianity that has you sucked into a system that makes no sense to your brains at all. Now, I think that I have another philosopher that agrees with me, and he tells us how to do it. James Brown says,
put your bad self. Say it louder.
What? That's what you gotta say.
Say it louder.
Hey. About. Come on. Hey. Yeah, boy.
I worked on jobs with my feet in my hand.
Right.
You know, all the work I did was for the other man.
Yes, it was.
But now we're the man's a chance to do things for ourselves.
That's it.
We're tired of beating our head against the wall
right.
and working for someone else.
Yeah.
Say it loud.
Hey. Start that business, boy.
Say it loud.
Hey. Come on, girl. Do it. That's it. Come on.
Say it loud.
Yeah. Nobody say it like the late great James Brown said it. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Now I got to go on back in my mind and tell you about my frame of reference when I was a pastor in the Christian church. I was taught that music like that is prideful, that a person that sings like that and says things like that was going beyond themselves. And then they'd quote a scripture. Pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. That wasn't pride, but it was pride. It was black pride, pride in self. That's what every nation has that goes forward in this life. But you're telling me that I can't go ahead? Well, Jackie Wilson sings this song. It's called Lonely, Lonely Teardrop. Jackie, sing it.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow never drop. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will,
say you will,
hey, hey.
Say
Jackie Wilson. This is PJ. I'm just playing a little of the music that shaped my frame of reference as I grew up in this life. This is John Coleman, Pastor John, the retired pastor. I was a pastor in the evangelical church. And when I woke up, I have a greater love for God than I had when I was in the church, because when I was in the church, I loved those that were in the church with me with tremendous love and didn't have too much love outside of the people that were in the church for anyone else. You may say, well, John, you took it too far. I took it all the way that I thought that everybody in the church was like that until I saw what betrayal looked like. That's why if you're still in an institution of that type, stay there if that gives you solace, you know, something, you know, that makes you go on. I can't. Even today when people said, well, it's going to be at the church, I asked them, well, what kind of an occasion is it going to be? Because if it's going to be around church folk acting like church folk, I'd rather not be around them, because I would say, you know what you can do for me. I mean, that's just the way I feel about that now. A total transformation. And look at what I replaced that with. Now, God is still at the helm now. Don't get it twisted. You see, because that's what happens to a lot of people that are having difficulty coming out of the matrix. See, they're looking for something to accentuate their agitation. You know, they want to continue that agitation going, well, earth, wind, and fire, I need some help. And they cut a record years ago called... Man, come on, that's the way the world is. That's the way the world is. Earth, wind, and fire. Oh my goodness, that's the way the world is. And what an appropriate way to end up tonight's hour of music. And because we're still under quarantine, aren't we? As you can hear in my voice, and I, you know, I'm kind of glad this isn't a visual, because if it were visual, you probably think that I'd smoke the tree of tree to get, no, it's not about that. It's not about that. You're listening to the voice of a free man. Now, I don't mean that I'm free of the restraints of this society and the environment around me. I am not crazy. But that's another subject matter that all together. Well, I'm going to let one of my favorite singers, Tupac Shakur, close out with California Love.
California Love.
That's what I got for you. Good night.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good. To the bay, your city is the bomb if your city making pay. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California.
Here, right here, I don't agree with everything that Tupac is saying on this. This is why back in the day, I didn't listen to that music, because I didn't have the strength enough to say, turn your radios off. This is dangerous criterion to put in your head. But I played it because I wanted you to know something about me. I listened very closely to what a person is saying. And I believe that due to that arrogant behavior, it brought about his death. Whenever you bring attention on yourself in that way. My focus on this webcast, as in most of my webcasts, is to get you to focus upon having fun when you can. enjoying life when you can and sharing the best way you know how to do that with a friend. Thank you for coming to my website, and may God bless you.